You're listening to the Closing Market Report. It is a Thursday afternoon. Matt Bennett from TGM in Windsor, Illinois, on the phone line to take a look at the cash grain market. Hi, Matt. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Todd?
I'm looking forward to having you in for Commodity Week this week. We'll have Zwicker on the phone line, and Kurt Kimmel will be here, and Roy Huckabee on the phone line from Chicago as well. Should be a really good show. I suspect we'll have plenty to talk about. There's all kinds of things that are happening in the cash grain market. There's movement that's unusual, the Mississippi River. What is it that you're seeing most of interest?
Well, we're definitely seeing some people hollering for beans a little bit more than what we've seen in a while. Basis has definitely picked up pretty good. You know, we're bidding 10 over on beans, you know, on the nearby. And so, you know, there's no question that people are hunting down beans right now. I'm not seeing a whole lot of that on corn, relatively speaking. But, you know, basis for this time of year is awful good.
And basis, and it is a local sort of thing, because when we talked, of course, yesterday with the folks at the Andersons in Logansport, they were the flip. They were opposite. They were hunting for corn for the ethanol plant, and the processors for beans were... Well, they weren't really in that much of a need, I don't think. So.
Right, and I think it's all going to come back to, you know, the quality issue as well. I think the basis is going to be awfully hot on quality corn moving forward. In this part of the country, I mean, you know, there's going to be some corn here and there that's going to struggle to get through. You know, you've heard guys that are going to places that are getting tested, and there'll be 15 parts, and the next time they're 120. And so it's going to be really interesting to see how this all works its way through the system.
Now, just so we're clear, this part of the country for our listeners is south of Champaign.
Yes.
About an hour, hour and a half. Not quite that far, probably, but in that range. So you're in the top end of the southern part of the state, or the bottom to the,
yep.
or the bottom end of the two thirds of the top of the state, whichever one you want to put it at. But you're down in an area that had a much tougher problem with a tough corn crop, right in the middle of the drought stricken area, heaviest drought stricken area of the United States.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, several of our facilities had some aflatoxin issues, but for the most part, we've done fairly well as far as moving it out. You know, we haven't seen, like, the massive growth, I guess, in the parts per billion that people were talking about earlier. So we feel pretty confident we're going to be able to get rid of all of it. But, you know, it might just take a little bit more time and effort than usual.
So for the corn, the livestock producers are willing to take much of this corn simply because they can feed it, really.
Yeah. Actually, we've had several people hunting it down, and we've sold more just to straight out livestock producers this year probably than what we have in some time. And, you know, a lot of them are taking up to 300, and a lot of them are taking up to 200. And so, you know, that gives you an ability to get rid of quite a bit of corn. We haven't really had anything out of our system that's tested really up in those levels, let alone higher.
What are your bids for the day?
Cash corn would be $6.94, and then fall 13, $5.63. Cash beans would be $14. Fall 13 would be $12.58.
One quick question, 30 seconds left. Put your farmer cap on. You're going to make new crop sales or old crop sales now?
I think clean up old crop sales, and as far as new crop, I don't have a problem with moving forward with sales by any means, because I think there's probably a fair amount of downside if everything works against us.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That is Matt Bennett. He's with TGM in Windsor, Illinois. Joins us on the Closing Market Report. Back in 2 minutes, we'll talk about the agricultural weather forecast with meteorologist Pete Levitt.